Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Tes Zayin. We are holding the Mishnah and Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Okay, for anyone who's interested, I emailed it to everyone here, but I've been giving a week in review shiur in the daf, the half hour review of the seven dapim of Gemara. So it's out there. It's on Wayu Torah. Okay, so we are holding at the Mishnah Daf Tes Vav Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hazevach, the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, Hazevach Mefagalos HaNesachim Mishakidsho B'Kli Divra Meir. A carbon can be Mefagal the Nesachim that go along with the carbon, the various libations that go along with the carbon, once it's had Kiddush B'Kli, because that's what gives it Kiddush HaSaguf, and it no longer has Pidyon once it has Kiddush HaSaguf. Therefore, the Kiddush is considered a viable Kiddush, and it can be subject to Pidyon. But in the reverse, it doesn't work. The Nesachim can't be Mefagel the Zevach. So Ketzad, what does this mean? What are the cases where the Zevach is Mefagel the Nesachim, but the Nesachim are not Mefagel the Zevach? Hashochet as a Zevach of a person, Shech the Karban, Lechel Mimenu Lemachar, in order to eat from the Karban, from the animal the next day. So that's a piggle on the Karban itself. So who Nesachim Mefugalin? So the Nesachim are dragged along with it, they become piggle as well. Not only does the animal become piggle, the Nesachim become piggle as well. But Lahakriv Nesachav Lemachar, if he shechts the animal having in mind that he wants to be Makriv the Nesachim Chutz Lezmano, so the Machshevis piggle is on the Nesachim, well then HaNesachim Mufugal and HaZevach Einu Mufugal. The Nesachim become piggle, the Zevach does not become piggle. The Achronim have a chakira, the Achronim, the Brisker Rav, and the Mikdash David raise the issue by what the sheer nisuch that you have to have a machshava on is. I mean, if you're being mefagel nesachim, how much nesachim? We know when you're being mefagel the zevach, so you have to have a machshava of eating a kezayis chutz lezmano. It's always on achila of a kezayis. So what would you say by nesachim? We dash from the pasukim heachel yeachel that a sheer machshavas pigles bekezayis, whether it's achilas adam or whether it's achilas mizbeach. Question is, do you consider Nesachim Achilas Mizbeach or not? Maybe you say, since you never find Nisuch with less than three Lugin, you have to consider, you have to have a Machshava on three Lugin, not on a Kezayis, that the Shear is going to be totally different. So, the Mikdash David points out that that the Svara not to say that it's a Shear Kezayis is that, like I just said, that when it comes to the kezayis, it's because we consider that which you burn on the mizbeach to be achilas mizbeach. But maybe that's only true of things that you burn on the mizbeach. Maybe things that you pour on the mizbeach, or you pour down the shisin, you pour down the pipes in the mizbeach. Maybe that's not called achilas mizbeach, and therefore maybe it's not subject to that same limud that you dafka need a kezayis. Maybe a machshava on nesachim does not require kezayis. Machshava on nesachim maybe is a different shear. So what would the shear be? Most logical to assume it's the shear of the minimum amount of nesachim you ever find, which is three lugin. Okay, but either way, that the halach of the Mishnah is that a zevach is mefagel nesachim along with it. Nesachim are not mefagel the zevach along with it. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Niskei behema chayavin alein mishum pigel mimreish has dama zevach matirin lekarev divra meir. The nesachim that go along with the behema, you could be chayav pigel on them because the dam of the zevach is matir them to be brought, and anything that is nitar al yedei, something else, can become pigel. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin yesh po pigel, but over here, davar sheyesh lo matirin, not in the conventional sense, just saying something that requires something else to be matir it. I mean, it does mean what it always means, something that will become mutter, but over here, it's hutar al yedei, something else, that's when it can become pigel. So arm lo l'rameir, the chamus et rameir, v'lau adam e'vizivcha yom, nesach v'rasar yamim. What do you mean? How can you say that? A person can bring his carbon today, his nesachim can come 10 days later. So how can you consider the nesachim to be part of the zevach in the sense that the nesachim are considered connected to the dam of the zevach? The dam of the zevach might have been brought a week and a half ago, and you're only bringing the nesachim now. So you consider them connected enough that the dam of the zevach is matir the nesachim, that it's going to be mefagel the nesachim. So amalehen, so Rameir says, no, I concede. I'm only saying that this is true if you taka bring it together with the zevach. You're allowed to bring it later, and so the nesachim are still kasha later. In that situation, the nesachim do not become mefugal based on the zevach. Amalei, Efshal Shnosel Zevachacher. He says, yeah, but you always have the opportunity and the ability to switch these Nesachim to a different Karban. So these Nesachim did not become Hutar Al Yedei, this Karban, because you could have brought any Nesachim. It's just the right to bring Nesachim, but these Nesachim could be switched. So Amarava Kasav Rameir Hukvu B'Shchita Kalach Mitoda. Well, Rameir disagrees with that. Rameir thinks that no, that it becomes Hukva in the Shchita of the Karban, it becomes Hukva just like Lach Mitoda in the Shchita of the animal. Those Lach Mitoda become Kadosh as part of that Karban. Now this idea that you could bring Adas or Yam, that Nesachim don't have to be brought in time. So I think when we learned this in Zvachim, we mentioned that there's a three-way Machlokas Rishonim, whether this is a Din L'Chadchila or it's a Din B'Diyeved. Meaning, do we say L'Chadchila, you're really supposed to bring the Nesachim right away when you bring the Karban? Or do we say, no, it doesn't make a difference. Bring it whenever you want. You can bring it 10 days later. Shitas Rashi in Maseches Tmura and Daf Yudal Amud Aleph is L'Chadchila, you're not supposed to be Ma'acher the Nesachim, you should bring the Nesachim right away. This is only a Din B'Diyeved that you're Ma'acher the Nesachim. L'Chadchila, one is not supposed to do this. The Shita of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Amud Beis is that by a Karban Sibur where you say Shira with it, so then you're really supposed to bring the Nesachim together with the Zevach. But by a Karban Yachid, which doesn't have Shira, so then even L'Chadchila you could bring it many days later. That the Nesachim are Mechayiv, that the Shira is Mechayiv Nesachim. The only way you can have Shira is when there are Nesachim, and therefore, by Karban Sibur, you need the Nesachim brought at that time, not 10 days later, because Einom Shira El Ala Yayin, and you need not just to Yayin, but you need Achilas Mizbeach, and the Achilas Mizbeach is what's going to allow the Karban to have proper Shira. So the Nisuch HaYayin on the Mizbeach is going to allow the proper Shira. So that's why by Karbanos Tzibur they're going to be different than Karbanos Yachid. The Rambam, however, seems to have a third sheet. The Rambam, Maisar Karbanos, Parakveis, Aloch Yudbeis, seems to be saying that Bein B'Karban Yachid, Bein B'Karban Tzibur, even the Chachila, you're allowed to bring the Nesachim much later. So those are the three sheetos. Is this a Din L'Chachila B'Dieved? Rashi says definitely just a Din B'Dieved. Tos says by a Karban Tzibur it's a Din B'Dieved, by a Karban Yachid, even the Chachila. And the Rambam says, it's always in the Chachila that you can go and bring it later. So says Gemara, is very similar conversation. Tan Rabbanan, lug shemen shel mitzora chayav nalav mishum pigel mibnei shadam asher matiro. The lug shemen of mitzora also is subject to pigel because it's nitar al yidei the dam of the carbon asham. So matiro lebahonos, it's matir to put the lug of shemen on the bahonos of the mitzora. Divra meir, that's Rameir shitas. Armul la Rameir, chamasat Rameir, fellow adam evi ashamu hayom velugo mikan viad yudyamim. But wait a second, how connected is the lug really to the asham? Because after all, you can bring the asham today and you'll bring the lug 10 days later, so how can you say that the lug becomes pigal al yidei the carbon asham? So Lahen Rameir responded, afani lo marti el bibayim asham, same thing, nah, I was only talking about when you bring the lug together with the asham. Amalei afshal shnos al asham acher, same response, but wait a second, can't you be mishane to another asham and therefore it's really not connected? So even if you are bringing it together with it, the ability to be mishane it shows that it's really not connected at all, so it shouldn't be mefagel. So Rava Kasav Rameir Hukfu B'Shchita Kalach Mitoda. Rameir disagrees. Rameir holds that it becomes hukfa in this carbon, just like the Lach Mitoda, where the Shchita is kaveya these loaves of bread for this carbon. So it's the same conversation twice. Briskrov just points out that what it turns out is Rameir and the Chum are actually arguing about two things: the fact that the Chachamim responded two different things to Rabbi Meir, one where they say Mevi Hashama Yom Lugo and the other where they say, well, you could always be Mishana it. So it shows that they're arguing about two things. Number one, Rameir holds, aside from the Zevach being something that's Matir the Nesachim, the Zevach and the Nesachim, in addition to that, are considered Karban Echad. Not only is the Zevach a Matir for the Nesachim, they're also considered Karban Echad. And the Chacham disagree with Rameir. They say, no, not only is the Zevach not considered a Matir of the Nesachim, they're also considered Shnei Karbanos. And that's the two Svaras that the Chacham say to Rameir. That which the Chacham say to Rameir, that Halo Mevi Adam Zivchayom, Unesach Nachar Asar Yamim, what they're saying is, is that the Zevach is not a matir of the Nesachim, because the Nesachim are so disassociated with the Zevach. That which they respond to Rameir the second time, there's just a brisk Rav just explained Pshat in the Gemara, that Efshal L'Shenosel L'Zevach Acher, what they're saying is that it's not the same Karban, because these Nesachim are not necessarily associated with this Zevach. They could be associated with another Zevach, so it can't be Mispagel Al Yidei this Zevach if they're not the same Karban. Then the brisk Rav points out, okay, now that I clarified that, L'may Nafkamina between these two Tainas, whether the Taina is that it's not Matir Al Yidei this Zevach, or that it's not Nitar Al Yidei this Zevach, or that they're two different Karbanos entirely, so it's a major Nafkamina. Mitzad the response that you could bring it 10 days later, and that the Zevach is not considered to be Matir the Nesachim, so the Nesachim wouldn't become Pigel, but they would be Pasul, because the psul of that of the carbon would be chal on the entire carbon. As long as the nesachim are part of the carbon, they still would become pasul al yidei machshev is pigel on the zevach. But mitzad the idea that they're two separate carbonos entirely, so then even if the zevach becomes pigel, the nesachim not only don't become pigel, they won't become pasul either. The even pasul won't apply to them. Okay, so that's the nafkamina between the two machlokas and between Rameir and the Chacham over here. Now we're up to daf Mishnah. If a person has machsheves pigel, Rashi understands this talking about the haktara, when he's burning the komets, but not when burning the levona. When burning the levona, but not when burning the komets. Rameir omer pigel v'chayev nof karis. Rameir says that's still going to be pigel. You can have pigel b'chatzi matir. The komets and the levona together, the haktara of both of them together, is matir. The shirayim allows you to eat the shirayim of the karbon mincha. Only the komets is a chatzi matir. Only the levona is a chatzi matir. So what if you have a machsheves pigel only on one of them? Rameir says, yeah, still pigel. Pigel can be the chatzi matir. The chum romim ein bokaris hachifagel b'chala matir. The chum say, no, pigel can only be when you have chala matir. So you need to have machsheves pigel by the komets and the levona. That's how Rashi explains that we're talking about the haktaras hakomets, not the avodas haktaras that we're talking about your mefagel ba'avodas haktaras hakomets, not ba'avodas haktaras halavona. When we say bekomets v'lo b'levona, the Rambam understands that it's not about the haktara; it's about the kmitza. That pigel bekomets v'lo b'levona means your mefagel when you took the kmitza, not when you did the liquid halavona. So just like you take the kmitza out of the original kli, you also then go back and do the likut levona out of the original kli. The reason why Rashi says it's about haktara and not by the other avodos, not by the kmitza, not by the kiddush komets, not by the halachas komets, is because Rashi holds that kmitza's levona is a full matir, because there is no likut halavona, meaning because there is no likut halavona that's included in the kmitza. So actually taking the kmitza would be an entire matir. There wouldn't be anything else associated with it, because the likud alavona is not considered part of the kmitza at all. It's considered part of halacha, like we saw earlier, but it's not considered part of the kmitza. Okay. So anyway, so says the Gemara. Umodim chacham l'Rameir. It says the Mishnah rather, and the chacham ramoda to Rabbi Meir, who again the chacham will say that you can't be mefagel b'chatzi matir, will be modin Rameir b'minchas chote b'minchas knaos shem pigel b'komet shu pigel. That if you only have machsheves pigel on the komets, that is pigel v'chayav nof karis and you can be chayav karis. Shakomets matir, because by minchas chote, minchas knaos, like we keep on reminding ourselves, there is no levona by those karbanos, because we dafka want the chote to have a bad, not nice karban. So all he's got is kmitza, is the komets. So the komets is going to be considered the entire matir in that case. So even the chum marmoda, that's a davar pashut. Shachar echad min hakvasim lechel beis chalos l'machar. What if you shecht one of the kivsei atzeres, having in mind to eat the chalos chutz l'zmano, or hiktir echad min hamezichin lechel beis sedarim l'machar, that a person is maktir the one of the vazichin, having in mind to eat all of the lechem upon him chutz l'zmano, rameir or pigel v'cheven of karis. Rameir says, fine, it's a chatzi matir. Granted, only one of the kvasim is only a chatzi matir, only one of the vazichin is only a chatzi matir, but still, that's enough to make pigel in your chayv karis. karis. Again, disagree. Ein bo karis achi fagel b'chala matir. One of the vazichin from the shulchan is only half of the matir. One of the kvasim of the kipsei atzeres is only a half a matir. You can't be mefagel b'chatzi matir. That's the sheet of the chachamim. Shachat echad min hakvasim lechol mimenu l'machar. What if you shacht one of the kvasim, not lechol the chalos tomorrow, but rather to eat from the carbon that you're actually slaughtering now, to eat that chutz l'zmano. So who pigel v'chaveru kasher? So then that animal itself becomes pigel, the other one is kasher. Lechol mechaveru l'machar, if you shacht one of the kvasim, having in mind to eat the other one of the kvasim the next day, then shneim ksherim. In that case, they're both going to be kasher. We quoted that part of the Mishnah right before the Mishnah on Tezvav and Beis, when we were trying to figure out what chavero meant. Does chavero mean the other animal, or does chavero mean, when you're talking about the kivsei atzeres, does chavero mean the other animal, or does chavero mean the shteichalos? So we thought that this was a raya that chavero always means, that whenever you have a machshava on chavero when shechting one of the kvasim, that it always means the other animal. But then we pointed out, no, the Mishnah is giving a case where it's describing to us that you're having a machshava about the other animal, but we don't necessarily know that that was the wording of the guy's machshavas. The wording of the guy's machshava may have been that a chavero hakeves. He may have been more explicit in his machshava. So he said that if you shecht one of the kvasim to eat from it the next day, so it's pigel, the other one is kosher. So frekta shidim mukbetzas. Why is it pigel? It's he only had a machshava's pigel on a keves echad. A keves echad is a chatzimatir. Why do we assume that everyone agrees? Yeah, that's going to be pigel. That's only a chatzimatir. A machshava's pigel on a chatzimatir. Why should that make why should that make it pigel? So he says that you have to say that a keves echad is considered a chatzimatir only when you're being done on how the machshava affects the lechem, on the machshava that you do while you're shechting the keves echad, that machshava that you have on the lechem, that's when we're going to consider the keves echad to be chatzi matir, because the lechem is only nitar al yidei the hakrava of both kvasim. But if you have a machshava to eat this keves itself, it's a matir shalem for itself. What's matir this keves is this keves. You don't need shnei kvasim to be matir this keves. The shnei kvasim are matir the lechem. So in order to be so it's only considered a chatzi matir klape the lechem. It's not considered a chatzi matir. It's not considered a chatzi matir klape the keves. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav, machlokas shnosnas hakobetz b'shtika v'salvona b'machshava. The whole machlokas about pigel b'chatzi matir in our Mishnah, when you did the kometz with the machshava chutzazmano, but not the levona, or vice versa, where a mayor says, yeah, it's pigel anyway, and the chum say it's not, that machlokas is where you do the kometz b'shtika and the levona b'machshava, meaning the kometz you did stam, and the levona you had a machshava's pigel. But let's say you do the kmitza with the machshavas pigel, and lavona you do stam, you don't say anything. Then divrei akol pigel. Then even the chachamim who think you cannot be mefagel b'chatzi matir are going to say that is pigel. That's ki'ilu, you continued your machshavas pigel on the lavona, because shekola osa al das rishonu osa. Anytime you do something and you had it with no intention and you had a previous intention right before that, we assume that that kavana that you had previously carries forward. That is Rav's opinion. Shmuel says, no, that's not true. It's a machlokas whether you had the machshavas pigel followed by a machshavas tam, or machshavas tam followed by a machshavas pigel. It doesn't make a difference. Either way, they're going to argue. Now, the Sfasemis asks, why don't we just ask him if you were makter the levona machshavas pigel or not? The guy was makter the kometz with the machshavas pigel, and now he was the makter the levona stam. So why don't we just ask him? Did you have a machshavas pigel or not? L'chori should have ne'emanos because it's biyado lefagel or shalol lefagel. It was biyado the entire time, and things that are biyado you have ne'emanos by. We talk about this at the beginning of the Gemara, the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, when it comes to bedikas chametz, that if it's biyado livdok, so there's a certain amount of ne'emanos on things that are completely within your control to take care of, things that are completely within your control to do. So that's the kasha of the Sfasemis. Briska Rav just points out that he disagrees with the premise of the kasha. He says kolos al das rishonu osa is not mikoch an umdina. It's not the Briska Rav is a chiddush. Kolos al das rishonu osa doesn't mean oh mistama he had a machshavas pigel. it means that if you didn't express any machshava, even if you tell us afterwards, no, I promise I wasn't having a machshava spigel during the second one, it's a halacha that if you express machshava at an earlier stage, the halacha carries that machshava forward to the next stage, whether you had it or not. Whether you had that machshava or not, that's irrelevant. The halacha determines, it's a din, that that machshava is going to taint everything that you do until you have an explicit machshava otherwise. Explicit machshava means stated machshava otherwise, until you verbalize a machshava that's to the contrary. Otherwise, it's not just we assume, it's not an umdina, but the halacha makes it that the original machshava taints the entire avodah that you do afterwards. The achronim of the following discussion, we don't find anywhere else that there's a machlokas, whether kolos aldas rishonu osa. Any other place in Shas where we have kolos aldas rishonu osa, like by lishma, whenever you need to do something lishma, so we say, okay, so you start lishma by making tzitzis. You start the process lishma. Okay, that which you, when you finish the process, it's assumed to continue to be lishma. You don't have to keep saying l'shem etzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitz and the Kesher Elyon, we do Shemitz Vesitzis, fine, but whatever, you know, and when you put it into the Beged, so we do it a few times. But still, it's Kolosal Das Shonu, who will say, is the din without any chalek when it comes to doing things Lashma. So why over here all of a sudden is there a machlokas back Kolosal Das Shonu Elsa? So the Karen Ora writes that maybe it's only by Machshavas Isser of Pigel that you have a machlokas, whether you say Kolosal Das Shonu Elsa. But a Machshavas Shal Heter, a Machshavas Shal Mitzvah, then everyone's going to agree. Question is why? Why is there a difference? Granted, he pointed out a difference. Why is there a difference? So the Brisk Rav explains in every other place, like the Din L'Shma by Sefer Torah, that's not a din of machshava. It's a din in the Maisa. That the Maisa needs to be done L'Shma. There's no din of machshava in the Sefer Torah. It's that the Maisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah needs to be done L'Shma. So in that situation, it's pashut that when you started L'Shma, that L'Shma is going to carry forward throughout the entire Maisa. The beginning of the Maisa was L'Shma, that L'Shma carries through the entire Maisa. But by Pigel, a halacha is a din in a machshava haposeles. It's not a din in a Maisa, it's a din in a machshava. So it could be that Kolosal Das Rishonu Elsa is not going to work. Because at the end of the day, if right now you had a machshava that's going to passel the karban, and the machshava is what passels, so I don't care that you had a machshava at the beginning that was good. When it's a din in the Maisa, so fine, the Maisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah is the same Maisa that I'm doing from beginning to end. It's just that it needs to be Lishma, so I labeled it Lishma when I started. But when it's a din in a machshava, so as soon as the machshava changes, the whole thing changes. That's the insight of the Brisk Rav. I thought it was a very important insight. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. So again, we have this machlokas. When you nusin the komets b'machshava and the levona b'shtika, does everyone then agree that that's for sure pigel? Because kolosal das shonu osa. So that was the machlokas. Rav says everyone would then agree, and Shmuel says no, it would still be a machlokas. So Yosef Rav of Kamalala Shmaita. So we have several questions on Rav. I think it's going to be two questions on Amud Aleph on Rav. So Eisve Ravacha Baravuna L'Rava. So Ravacha Baravuna asks on Rava, Bamed Dvar Mamur B'Kemitza. So we say, when do we say that a Machsheves Avoda of the Komets is going to be Mefagel? When do we say that? That's only B'Kemitza U'B'Matan Kli U'B'Hiluch. That you have a Machsheva of Pigel during the Kemitza, the Matan B'Kli, or the Hiluch. Aval Bolo La'Aktara Nasanas HaKomets B'Shtika V'Salvona B'Machsheva. Or as a comet's machshava v'salvonu b'shtika, ramei or merpigel v'chayav nolav kares v'cham ramein b'kares hashiv fagel b'cholamatir. What do you see? You have this machlokas ramei and the chachamim of whether kolosal das rishonu will say both in the case of where you do the comet's b'shtika and the levonu b'machshava, and where you do the comet's machshava and the levonu b'shtika. So you see that the machlokas applies, but in both cases, even in the case where you started off with the Machsheves Pigel. So how can Rav say that when you start off with the Machsheves Pigel, even the Chachamim are Moda, everyone's going to be Moda, that it's going to be Pigel, that it's going to be a problem? Katani Mia, Nasanas, Akomets, Machsheves, Levonu, B'Shtika. Upligi! It's a bomb kasha. It's directly against Rav. Gemara has two attempted answers. Number one, Ema ukvar nasana salvana b'shtika meikara. Maybe we're talking about a case where you did the levana first. So it's saying that you did the, when you're doing the kmitza b'machshava, it's a case where you had previously done the levana b'shtika. And that's where they argue. But if you do the pigle, the kometz b'machshava, and then the levana b'shtika, then everyone might agree. So says Gemara, now there are two reasons that that's totally wrong. Shtei tshuvas, two reasons why that's an answer that's incorrect. Number one, chada dahinu kamaisa. First of all, then the case of nasnas hakomets b'shtika v'salvonu b'machshava and hakomets b'machshava v'salvonu b'shtika are the same case. It's a, you're repeating the same case over again because you're telling me that you did one before the other. That when you did the one that had a machshavas pigle first, I'm sorry, when you did the one that had a machshavas pigle last, that there's a machlokas in both cases. Why do I care which one had the machshavas pigle? That's irrelevant. It's the same case as the first case in the fact that in both of the cases the machshavas pigle came last. So what would be the chiddush of telling me two cases? Va'od hatanya achar kach. And plus the brisa said achar kach. So it's hard to say that, oh, it means that you already did it. You already did the kmitza slavona with a stam. It's hard to say that when the word is achar kach in the brisa. So that can't be. That's not a possible answer to this kashan rav. So says Gemara, second answer to the kashan rav. Tirgum Rav Chanina the Beis Deos. Rav Chanina says that brisa must be talking about a case where there are two different people. One is makti the comets with the machshava, and then the other guy, another person, is makti the levona b'shtika. That's where there's a machlokas. Whether you say aldas rishon or wilsa, but if one does something with machshavas pigel and the same guy then does something b'shtika, then everyone taka would agree that the aldas rishon or wilsa. It's just a question: can you say aldas rishon or wilsa when it's not the same das? It's not the same person, so he has a different brain that's in play. So that must be the case. Okay, that's how we defend Rav from the first major question on Rav. So two attempted answers. First one failed. Second answer seems to work. Tashma, another attack on Rav. Bamedvar Mamurim Bidam Manisan Lamuzbeach Achiton. When do we say that a matana achas is mefagel all the blood? That a single matana achas of dam with a machshavas pigle could be mefagel everything? That's only been Bidam Manisan Lamuzbeach Achiton. Of Dam Manisan Lamuzbeach Apnimi, but the blood that's put on the Mizbeach Apnimi, Kigon, Mem Gimel Shal Yom Kippurim, like the 43 matnos dam that you have in Yom Kippur. Rashi goes through the whole cheshbin, the 8 matnos, the 8 sprinklings of the par, Bein Abadim, that's 1 Lamala Sheva Lamata. The 7 of the Seir, Bein Abadim, that's 16. And you also have an equivalent of all those in the Heichal, so that makes 32. And then you have the 4 Kronos of Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's 36. And then you have the 7 on the Tiro of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, when the Dama Par and Dama Seir are already mixed together. So you only have that 7 once, because the Dama Par and Dama Seir are already mixed together, and you do them together on the Tiro Shel Mizbeach, that's how you get Mem Gimel. So, right, that's how we know that, we'll leave out the discussions about that for a later date. So anyway, so Kigomem Gimel Shel Yom Kippurim Va'achas Asrei Shel Par Kohen Meshuach Va'achas Asrei Shel Par Alam Davar Shel Tzibur, or the 11 sprinklings on the Parochas and the 7 on the Parochas, the 4 on the Mizbeach by the Par Kohen Meshiach and by the Par Alam Davar Shel Tzibur. So Pigel Bein Barishon Bein Bishniya Bein Bishlishis Rameyom Pigel V'Chayvel of Kares. If you're Mefagel at any of the stages, whether when you're sprinkling Bein Abadim, whether when you're sprinkling on the Parochas, whether when you're sprinkling on the Mizbeach HaZahav, you're mefagalit and you're going to be chayiv kares, according to a mayor, the chumrum ain't bo kares achi yifagal b'chol matir. And the chumrum say, no, you can't be mefagal b'chatzi matir. So here you have the same achlokes from mayor and the chachamim in regards to sprinkling of dam. And again, Rav's chiddush was that if you have a machshavas pigel barishona initially, then even if you don't have a machshavas pigel on the later stages, the rabbanon are going to be moded that it will be pigel. It seems against this, because what did we say? Bein Barishona, Bein Bishniya, so even Barishona, Katani Miel Pigal, Bein Barishona, Bein Bishniya, Bein Bishlishis, Upligi. The Machlokas applies even if there's a Machsheves Pigal, Barishona. The Chachamim are still going to say it's only a Mefagal and a Chatzimatir, it's not going to be enough. And even though it's, apparently they're not saying Aldas Rishona Uosa, it's against Rav. V'chitema, so Gemara says, okay, let's try to answer this. Maybe you'll answer Achinami b'shtei deos. Maybe over here Barishona means one guy did the sprinkling, in Barishona in the Bein Abadim. The other one did, another guy did the sprinkling on the Prochas and the Mizveh Chazav. So it switched. So that's why you're not going to say Aldas Rishona was. So just like we answered before. Well, wait a second. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. So who's doing all the sprinkling in the Avodah of Yom Kippurim? Is that even Shaykh to give such an Ukimta? That it's one guy, then it's the Kohen Gadol. He does everything. So no, this Havamina is a valid Havamina because Kohen Gadol might die. Kohen Gadol might become incapacitated. You never know. Things could happen. So maybe it's a different Kohen Gadol. As unlikely as it is, maybe it's a different Kohen Gadol going through the later stages of the sprinkling. So says Gemara, still it's no good. Hanich l'man yom bepar v'afilu b'damushal par. That only works well if you say Bipar vafilu damushal par, meaning when that means that if you shech the first one and then there's a psul, so you could still bring the dam into the kodesh. You don't have to go bring another par if there's a problem that occurs in between. So then it works out great. Then I could understand that there could be a problem with the first kohen and the second kohen will come and just continue with that same blood service. El mandiyam bipar v'lo b'damushal par, Michael Maimer. But if you say bipar v'lo b'damushal par, meaning you can't, then you can't have two people involved, because as soon as you have two people involved, you got to start the process all over again. So then what are you going to say? Then how are you going to answer this? Isn't this then clearly a case when we say Bein Barishona, that someone has a Machsheves Pigel at first, and still the Rabbanan maintain that's only a Chatzi Matir, and that not everything that comes after it is going to be Aldas Rishona? So says Gemara, answer number two, second suggested answer for Rav from this. From this case, maybe the case is you had a Machsheves Pigel in the first and third, and you didn't have a Machsheves Pigel in the second one. So normally, everyone would agree that if you have a Machsheves Pigel in the first, and then not a Machsheves Pigel in the second, that we can assume a Machsheves Pigel, that it's Aldas Rishonu Ose. But over here, you went and back and had another Machsheves Pigel on the third one. Isn't that Megala that whenever you don't want to have a Machsheves Pigel, you won't have a Machsheves Pigel? Meaning, let's put it this way, whenever you don't explicitly have a Machsheves Pigel, it's a simon that you dafka weren't having a Machsheves Pigel. And therefore you don't say Aldas Rishona dafka in this kind of case. That's where the Rabbanan are going to argue Darmina, Yisal Kadai Tachalos Aldas Rishona Wasa Mehadr Pigel B'Shlishas Lamali. If he was just doing things Aldas Rishona, then he wouldn't have had a Machsheves Pigel on the third one. He wouldn't have needed it. He already covered it with his Machsheves Pigel on the first one. And that's the case where the Rabbanan are still going to maintain that we don't say Aldas Rishonu Elsa, but typically the Rabbanan would agree that Aldas Rishonu Elsa. So therefore Rav says, I'm correct. So Maskefla Ravashi Midi Shasakatani. Problem is, it never says Shasak. Meaning it never says that he was Shasak on the middle one. It just says that he had a Machsheves Pigel, Beim Rishonu, Beim Shni, Beim Shlishis. Doesn't sound like he was going back and forth. So Ella, says the Gemara, another defense of Rav. Elam Ravashi, Hachmai Eskinen Kon Shapigel Barishona Ubishnia Ubishlishes. It's talking about not that he had a Machsheves Pigel on the first one, and therefore we're assuming the second and the third Matnos Dam are also Aldas Rishona. No, we're talking about where he had an explicit Machsheves Pigel in all three. And that's the case. So Darmin and Isal Kadai Kolos Aldas Rishonu Osa. If in fact we would say Kolos Aldas Rishonu Osa Mahadri Piguli Bishnia Lamali, why would he go and have another Machsheves Pigel on the third one? It's not Ubishlisha, it's Ubishlisha Shasak, because obviously if he had an all three, then everyone would agree that it's Pigel, because then it's not a Chatzi Matir anymore, then it's a Matir Shalem. So it's that he had a Machsheves Pigel the first and the second, and the third one he was Shasak. So then it's still a Chatzi Matir, and then we could say a svara that if everything is Aldas Rishona, why did he bother having the Machsheves Pigel on the second one? So it must be that it wasn't that Shasak, it's that he had him in between. It's that he had a Machsheves Pigel for the first two stages and then didn't have a Machsheves Pigel on the third stage. That's where the Rabbanan are going to say that we don't hold Aldas Rishona Wosa, because if he was relying on Das Rishona, why did he bother having the Machsheves Pigel on the second stage? So says the Gemara, problem with that is Vabain Bain Katani. Sounds like not that he's having Machsheves Pigel on several stages. It says this stage or that stage, one or the other. So it's hard to say that he was having Machsheves Pigel on both stages. So on stage one and stage two, says Gemara Kasha. So it's Taka, a rejection of Rav. We don't have any way to defend Rav. So again, the structure of the Gemara was, we had a first Kasha on Rav, and then we had two possible Terutzim. The first one didn't work, the second one did work. Then we had a second Kasha on Rav, we had three possible Terutzim. The first one halfway worked, it depends what you hold, about Shtei Deos, right, about Par Vafilu Damashal Par. The second one did not, and the third one clearly did not work. So it seems that Rav is pretty much rejected, unless you hold that that par vafilu bedama shel par. Then the Shtei Deos answer would work for Rav. So it seems like Mukhra from this Gemara that Rav is locked into the Shita that par vafilu bedama shel par. That if the blood of the par gets messed up in the middle, if there's a psul that happens in the middle of the blood of the par, that you can still continue with that same blood, that you don't need to start over again. Sounds like this sugya is locking Rav into that Shita. That's just when all the dust settles, that's what seems like is happening over here. Okay, Amar Mara, Meir Omer Pigel V'chayv Nolav Kares. So he said that a Meir holds its Pigel on a Chati Matir and Yechayv Kares on it. So Michti, Kares L'mechayv Ad She'ikrivu Kol HaMatirin. You're not Chayv Kares until you finish all the Matirin. Right, that we said, in order to be Chayv Kares, in order for something to be Pigel, you need to bring every part of the carbon. You need to do the whole rest of the carbon. Damar Mar, because we darshin, Yeratzeh Kartzah Kasher Kach Hartzah Es Pasol. Just like in order to achieve Hartzah by a carbon kasher, in order to appease God by a carbon kasher, you need to also do all of that in order to achieve pigul. Martas kasher achirikruvu kol hamatirin, afartas pasul achirikruvu kol hamatirin. Just like a kasher carbon doesn't work until you do all the matirin, so too a carbon pigul won't work, meaning won't become pigul until you do all the matirin. So says Gemara, how does that ever happen though? V'hai kivin the kasher ba bifnim paslei. By the sprinkling of the blood, how does this happen? How does a machsheves pigul? So again, Rameir held, if you have a machsheves pigul by the first sprinklings of the blood, let's say ben abadin, then it only is going to become pigul after you finish all the sprinklings outside. But once you did the first sprinklings of the blood with the machsheves pigul, didn't that already ruin the whole thing? And therefore the later sprinklings of the blood is like sprinkling maya bialma. It's like sprinkling water because the whole thing has already been ruined. So it's never going to be that it's karav matirav, that you're doing the rest of the matirim. So Rashi points out, why is this only a kash on blood sprinkling? Shouldn't this be a kash on every single case of pigul? I shecht an animal with machsheves pigul. So what do I need? I need to do the kabbalah and the halacha and the zrika properly in order for it. But what do you mean? The zrika is not a zrika. I already ruined the animal by the machsheves pigul. Every case of pigul, you can have this kasha, Rashi points out. So Rashi says, no, that's not a kasha. He says, vi kasha becomes for shochinami. Lemon de loma fagel, the chichasha vifsel, kizarek, maya bialma zarek, lav pirchihi. Over there, when I shecht an animal with machshavas pigul, fine, that's done. Now the other things that I'm doing are in shechita. It's a different avoda. Over, so you could say what I'm doing is a halach, a kabbalah, a halach, a zrika. That's really a kabbalah, a halach, and a zrika. Because where I ruined it wasn't in kabbalah, a halach, a zrika. It was in shechita. But over here, the whole thing is about sprinkling blood. It's the same blood. I keep on sprinkling a little here, a little there, a little there. So once I sprinkled some of the blood in, with a machsheves pigul, shouldn't that make the rest of this avodas, the avoda of sprinkling, the whole rest of it, shouldn't that make it all just like maya bialma? So Gemara has two possible answers. Number one, Amar Rabba, mishkach sa barba parm varba si'irim. Maybe we're talking about a case with arba parm varba si'irim, meaning you had a parvasar mifnim that you're mechashiv love and use, and then the blood spilled out, so you had to bring another parvasar in its place. So it is new blood. That when you do the later avodas, it's taka new blood. That's a major akimta, though, to put in Rav Meir, that they keep on slaughtering new animals because they keep on spilling the blood over and over again. Rav Amar afilu tema parech v'sar achad lefkule miratzi. Rav says, no, this is how the din of pigul works. That it's miratzi in the sense that it's pigul. Meaning, over here, by being miratzi, we don't mean that it's a kashra carbon. We mean that the carbon was done with enough detail that it can create a full-fledged psul of pigul. So yeah, so this is considered sprinkling of blood in regards to making a pigle. Fine. Then we mentioned parenthetically on Amud Aleph, Arba'im Mishalash, that there are 43 sprinklings of blood. So frankly, Marav Atani Arba'im Mishalash, we have a brace that says there are 47. Lo Kasha, Komendam Marvin, Kronos, Komendam Rein Marvin. Question is, did they mix the Dhamma part with the Dhamma Sari before putting the blood on the Kronos? If they do, then it's only 4 Matanos on the Kronos. If they don't, then they need to put 4 Matanos of the Dhamma part and another 4 Matanos of the Dhamma Sari on the Kronos. That will give you 4 more. That will leave you with 47. Vatani Arba'im Mishmona, but we have somewhere else that it says that it's 48. Question whether you count the Shvicha Shirayim. Is that a 48th Matan Dam? If you hold it's Ma'akiv, then you would count it. If you don't hold it's Ma'akiv, you wouldn't count it. Ibayilu, Pigel Ba'alacha Mahu. What's the din if you're Mifagel with the Halacha Sakomets? Do we consider the Halacha Sakomets a Chatzi Avoda, and therefore the Rabbanan are going to say it's not Pigel, because you need the Halacha Slavona also? Or do we say that no, the Halacha Sakomets is a full Avoda? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kikmitza. The halacha is the same thing as kmitza, and just like the rabbanan disagree by kmitza, just the kmitza without the levona, and they'll say that it's only a chatzi matia, they'll say by the halacha also. Reish Lakish amar halacha kaktar. Reish Lakish is going to say no. The halacha is like, just like kmitza is a full avoda, and there, so to halacha is a full avoda, and you could be mefagel with just the halacha. Reish Lakish says no, it's like haktara, that just like haktara sa kmitza is only half of avoda, because it's only half a matir, because you haven't been maktir the levona with it. So too, the halacha is like the aktara. So Bishlam the Reish Lakish Ikanami halacha de levona. I understand why Reish Lakish says that halacha is like aktara, because you do halacha on levona also. So therefore, just like aktara, where you're supposed to do aktara on the kmitza and on the levona, when you only did on the kmitza, it's a chatzi matir. So too, when it comes to halacha, you need halacha on the kmitza and on the levona. So when you only do halacha on the kmitza, it's a chatzi matir. El Rabbi Yochanan my time, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would you compare it to the kmitza? After all, you do need to do a halacha. Any avoda that's not matir is considered its own chashva avoda to be mifagel in its own right, and the halacha is not ma'akev, because you could just pass it to each other without actually walking it to each other, and therefore you're not going to say achi yifagel b'chala matir by halacha. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says that by halacha the kmitza alone, even though you do need to be molech levona, but because the whole idea of halacha is not necessary, therefore you could be mefagel with just a halacha of a chatzi matir also. What about shechting one of the kvasim? That's an avoda that's not matir or anything. You need both the shechita of both of the kvasim to be matir the shtei alechem, and yet upligi, yet we still find that there's a machlokas the Chum and Rameir. According to you, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we should say there's no machlokas in that case, that everyone would say that it's mefagel with shechita of one of the kvasim. So you see, there's a machlokas, even though you only shechted echad min hakvasim. Do you think the lechem becomes kadosh in the tanur? The shechita of the kvasim is what's mekadesh the lechem. V'abad lekadesh kabbalah hatir dami. And anything that's coming to be mekadesh is as if it's coming to be matir also. So therefore, since the shechita is granted, it's not matir the basar, it's not matir the bread, but it is coming to be makadesh the bread, and therefore it's considered to be a chati matir. Being makadesh is also called a matir, so it's considered to be a chati matir. Let's say you're shechting a carbon pesach, and when you shech the carbon pesach, you have to cut both simanim in the animal's neck. The first simon you cut thinking, I'm doing this l'shem people who have a bris milah. The second simon that you cut, you're thinking, I'm doing this l'shem people who are arelim. Arelim are possible from carbon pesach. Even arelim mesuach of machmas milah, whose brothers died because of milah, and therefore the guy isn't chayiv in bris milah. But bottom line is, he's an arel, and therefore he's chayiv in carbon pesach. He may be potter from the mitzvah of Mila, but he's still an Arel. There are very different dinim in Mila. There's a din of being an Arel, a din of a mitzvah's Mila, a din sheyehei mahul. Rag Shavuot says three dinim in Mila. So anyway, so hikdim mulim la'arelim, if you first have a machshava for the mulim and then for the arelim, it's going to be kosher. The Karban Pesach is going to be kosher. Hikdim arelim l'mulim pasul. If by the first sim you're thinking about the arelim, second sim you're thinking about people who have a Mila, then it's pasul. The kaimel and the b'chatzi matir pligi, and we see that they're arguing about a chatzi matir. That's what the Gemara Masechet in the fifth paragraph of Pesachim says. So you see, even an avoda that's not matir and not mekadesh, like cutting the first simin, still we're going to have a machlokas about a chatzi matir. Again, a kashon Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei misaver dam betzaver behema kadosh. Dam betzaver behema kadosh. Right? You think the blood in the behema is kadosh? Dam sakin mekadshleitz the shechita that's mekadesh it, and therefore this is mekadesh. It's like a matir because it's mekadesh. V'abal kadosh kibalahati dami. Like we said, when you come to be mekadesh, it's like coming to be matir. Tashma another raya. So when we say that you could be mefagel with the avodas hakometz, that's by the kmitza, the matan kli, or the hiluch. So isn't hiluch the hiluch daktara where you're bringing it to be huktar, and still you see there's machlokas again in kasher Rabbi Yochanan? Lo, hiluch the matan kli. When we say that it's a kasher Rabbi Shlakish, because we say there's no machlokas in that case, right? That there's no machlokas, the rabbanim will not argue. So it's a tiyuf dan Rabbi Shlakish from that case. So Gemara says, lo, hiluch the matan kli. Hiluch over here doesn't mean you're going to bring it to be maktir. It means you're going to bring it to put it in a kli. That's a full fledged avoda. That's why there's no machlokas. It's a full avoda in its own right. So frankly, Gemara iachi be matan kli u behiluch. Why does it say matan kli then hiluch? If the hiluch is to go put it in the kli, it should say behiluch matan kli mi boyle. So halukasha tni hachi. Okay, so change it if you don't like it. Okay, so the Gemara says babolo lahaktara balo laholacha mi boyle. It shouldn't say balo lahaktara. You're going for the haktara. You're going for the halacha because we're defining halacha as going to put it in the kli. So halukasha kando the halacha tzorich the haktara hi karele haktara. If the halacha is necessary in order to do the haktara, so we can call it haktara. Ela nasan holich mi bayle. But why does it say nasan? It should say holich, because again, that's the whole point, that you're being molich to put in the kli. So says Gemara kasha. That's taka kasha. So we don't really have a good answer for how Reish Lakish defends himself. Okay, let's stop there. Two dots. We'll be there tomorrow.